This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is Michael Morse, the Director of Technology Alliances at Endace. They've been in business for a long time doing some amazing things. They are the industry leader in always-on network packet capture. Michael, welcome back to the hot seat.
Hey, Gary. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So for on-prem, you guys have been there for government agencies, healthcare, schools, hospitals, insurance, banks, everybody. But we've all been going through this digital transformation to the cloud. What about helping, you know, network packet capture in real time, always on in the cloud? Is that possible?
That's our exciting news to share with your listeners, Gary, is we've launched our public cloud option for AWS and Azure environments. So now the historical visibility we give to customers in their on-prem, they can have that same visibility to what's happening in their cloud infrastructures as well.
Now, what does that mean? Because you used to ship an appliance and you'd have storage on the appliance, like a network recording device, and very incredible performance. Can you do the same thing in the cloud? What do you ship them?
We ship them basically an OVA that they deploy in their virtual private cloud instance. They own the data. It leverages instant storage locally in the cloud, so they're not paying high charges to, as you know, get data in and out of cloud infrastructures can be very expensive. And so storing the network traffic that's going on within their cloud infrastructures in their VPCs is how we do it. So we provide them a virtual appliance, and they leverage local instant storage in their cloud infrastructures.
Now, in the ecosphere, you know, from my firewall to my SIEM, my SIM, my SOAR, my XDR, my MDR, all these solutions, there's a lot of noise. But, you know, I really want to know what happened when there was a breach and who did it and how they did it. Can I pull that off without you?
So all those tools give you lots of indicators of issues and potential threats, potential compromises when you're within your infrastructure. Where we really make a difference is we can help them validate with absolute certainty what was going on in their infrastructure. So track the footprints of a threat actor from the point they enter the network, you know, if they're doing reconnaissance and things across lateral movement, command and control. And the big one that we're incredibly valuable for is if you have data exfiltration, because we're recording the full packet payloads, we can tell you as a security analyst, what data was actually exfiltrated out of the network, right? Looking at the raw packets and seeing that information. We can actually perform a file extraction capability of the PCAP data that we've recorded and show you all the attachments, right? So if there's sensitive blueprints or spreadsheets or things that might have been taken, we can give a CISO and a security team that evidence and give them that certainty. And part of our whole usability and value is really enabling customers to pivot from those tools. So whether it's their Splunk SOAR, their Splunk SIM, maybe they're using Elastic or QRadar, or maybe their firewalls, Cisco, Palo Alto, Fortinet, being able to pivot from those tools that they're already using to the packet data we recorded really enables them to accelerate their incident response and, again, have that highly accurate and certainty of what was happening on their network.
So, Michael, you enhance the response time and you provide critical network forensics that we need in case there is a breach. And, you know, maybe we're being audited. Maybe a government agency is coming in checking up on us. It could be a bank with the FDIC saying, well, show me what happened 3 months ago when that breach occurred. Usually people don't have that level of granular information on packet capture. They couldn't do it without you.
No, absolutely. And even more recent things that we've helped solve is threat hunting, right? You watch the news every day of new CVEs, critical vulnerabilities that are released and announced by various threat detection folks. You know, Palo has a number of announcements of things they find all the time. We can help customers go back in time and say, so for SolarWinds, we actually had a customer who had a number of our probes deployed. They had the SolarWinds breach. They were impacted. They could then use the packet data we recorded to see what all was happening through those compromised servers and traverse and understand what threat actors were doing. And so, again, giving you that confidence and that ability to go back and understand how far and wide a potential threat might have happened.
And today you have storage beyond terabytes, I believe, all the way up to petabytes.
Yeah, so our largest appliance can effectively hold a petabyte of network traffic, and we can stack and distribute them to increase that. We literally have customers with hundreds of probes deployed, so effectively multiple petabytes of traffic across a global infrastructure. And now, again, with our cloud option, being able to provide a great deal of visibility and historical view of what's happening in cloud workloads as well.
So with big data lakes and Gen AI, the digital transformation, it's getting a little crazy out there. People don't know where their data is stored. And if, you know, employees accidentally sent some data for, you know, to ChatGPT to fix a spreadsheet or write some new code for them, and you would be able to have captured all that activity forensically.
Yeah, and that's what really differentiates us from a data lake, right? Part of the challenge with I like to talk about data lakes is they often become data swamps. If you can't search the information quickly, you may have all the metadata and log data in the world in a data lake, but if you can't find the information in a timely manner to correlate it with other indicators, events, alarms you may have from your tools, and that's really where our secret sauce is, right? As we write the packet data to disk, we index it so we can search it super quick. So we can literally search through petabytes of network traffic in under 30 seconds to find traffic related to a specific IP around a specific time frame.
That's amazing. Michael, how quickly can I spin up and dace in my cloud environment?
Well, we've actually just won a new customer with it. I think they actually got it set up in, I think it was about a half hour. It didn't take that long. It literally was just kind of more setting up and understanding their cloud infrastructure, right? There's a lot of details behind that. But actually deploying the vPROBE and getting it set up, very minimal time.
Minimal time. So easy to deploy, easy to spin up. Collecting all this information, packet capture in real time, always on. You can't beat it. And you've now gone from my internal environment was, you know, the digital transformation is huge right now. Over 53% of employees are working remotely now. And so SaaS offerings are exploding. And here you are with the right solution at the right time.
Yeah, no, we think it's a real game changer for the industry to be able to provide the historical view that we've provided for years in on-prem infrastructures, now both in private virtual clouds as well as public cloud environments. It's really going to be critical for security teams.
So, Michael, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
I think the takeaway is just know that you can very cost-effectively have the digital forensics, the comprehensive network forensics of everything happening both in your on-prem infrastructure and your cloud infrastructures. And we can enable you to get to that data in the context of your other tools and applications. So your SOC teams and your NOC teams don't have to learn a whole bunch of new applications. They can get to the packet data we recorded in the context of workflows they're already comfortable with. So we'd just like to have a chance to talk to you and see how we can help solve your cybersecurity issues.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad you guys have deployed this cloud solution, most likely the first in the world to do this.
Yes. I'm not aware of anybody that's offering both the scaled on-prem as well as cloud always-on capture that we do.
Always-on capture in the cloud. Michael Morris, the Director of Technology Alliances, thanks so much from Inday, sitting in the hot seat again, giving us an incredible update on your company.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.